Jan McIntyre, narration.
The history of broadcast news programs on network television is populated with some of the most well-known names in American history as their anchors. Edward R. Murrow, Tom Brokaw, Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, and Barbara Walters. But perhaps no network anchor was as well known and as well loved as CBS's Walter Cronkite. Throughout the streets of Dallas, Cronkite was an icon. His GI issue glasses, his easy delivery and plain talk, even his trademark phrase, "And that's the way it was," were some of the most familiar images and sounds Americans saw and heard on television. His human nature tempered the authority he gave his delivery. Perhaps the most famous moment of humanity came when Cronkite finally confirmed the death of President John F. Kennedy.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital.
The catch in his voice, removing his glasses, and a very visible tear would be remembered by viewers for decades, and his connection to the public was now unbreakable. It was said that it wasn't news until Cronkite said it. Walter Leland Cronkite Jr. was born on November 4, 1916, in the heartland of America, St. Joseph, Missouri. The family moved to Kansas City and then to Houston, Texas, where Cronkite began to show his bent for journalism, reporting and editing his high school newspaper, and later the Daily Texan at the University of Texas at Austin. He was also shaping his now familiar, friendly, and confident, slightly Southern accent, a way of talking that would endear him to millions of viewers who came to call him Uncle Walter.